I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jimmy Haslam yesterday. Called last year a disaster.
Well, it was. It was. I do appreciate his honesty. He likes to be candid.
Boy, easy. That is some candid answer right there, man.
I do wonder, obviously, these guys talk a lot. We only get a glimpse on a rare pop-in press conference. But, you know, Andrew Berry was over on the other bleachers way by where we did the interview with DeJuan Jones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did he just hear them call his season last year just a disaster?
We were saying
that he doesn't know.
Disaster.
Yeah, not that they don't know in the building.
Yeah,
that's a disaster.
But when you do say that, you know, some of the people are going, then why are the same people in place? You know, why did you not make a move? And he has every right to answer it the way he wants to when he says, well, you know, he did mention their age and growing into positions and things like that. I'm going, well, I'd rather them not make. You're going to make mistakes as a general manager. You're absolutely going to do that. You're going to make mistakes as a head coach. What do you do to resolve those issues? And I think for a lot of the fans, and it's going to be part of this if this season doesn't go our way, is it or is it not part of what the autopsy is over the season? Where you have had 2 years in a row where second-round choices have not been available to you because of off-field incidents. Correct? Correct. So now you really needed to do well with that pick. You didn't do well with that pick. We'll see what Mason Graham does. We'll see what Carson Schwessinger does. We'll see what Dylan Sampson does.
Mason Graham, I only needed to see one highlight yesterday, and it was him going squaring up with Wyatt Teller and putting him in the spin cycle.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah.
King positive tone.
Did you see that? Now, Wyatt, to his credit, I mean, he always talks about, yeah, I have some great highlight reels that I dish out. I'm on the other end of that. That was one yesterday where Wyatt Teller was dizzy. He was dizzy. Whatever it was, Mason Graham had him running in circles. It was awesome to see.
It was, I didn't see that. I only saw Jerry Jeudy, and it was like 4 minutes before they announced, or before we saw the Martin Emerson injury.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it. So it's like, You can't have good without this terrible bad. So that was difficult. But hear him call it a disaster. I mean, it is a pointed thing. It's like, okay, like he's definitely frustrated by what this is. And I think that's what's made people – that's what does make the job difficult as an administrator, because I don't think anybody should be fired just because a manager is mad. I don't think anybody should be fired just because an owner's mad. I think if you get fired because the owner's mad – I think you're a really, really, really bad organization. And I think if Jimmy Haslam were to fire anybody because he's mad, boy, you'd be terrified for the future. There's definitely owners who have fired people because they were mad. And good God, George Steinbrenner. And then you fall ass backwards because you're in the biggest market in the world about what they were able to do with the World Series. I will tell you this, though. there has to be some standard this year, because I want to get to a clip coming up here in a moment, but can we put 01 ahead of this real quick? Can we do that? Yep. There has to be a standard right here, because when he talks about the three wins, Jimmy says this.
You really think we're going to answer that? Listen, we got to do better than three, okay, to put a number on it. I don't think we will ever do that. Everybody, coaches, players, personnel, ownership, all knows that 3-14 won't cut it. We've got to do better. I think we'll know what better looks like.
Okay, so what will better look like? Because to me, that's going to be an interpretive thing of what they're going to do this year. You understand that? Like, how many wins does everybody think they're going to have? Around the room right now. Mitch, if you're back there, I'm yelling at him like he can't hear me in the headsets. Like, that's dumb. Mitch, if you're back there, turn your mic on. As of right now, how many wins do you think the Browns are going to have? I'm going somewhere with this.
I'll go with five.
Five. Mitch?
Six.
Six. What do we hear from Owen?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
What did I say before the season?
You said 11?
I'm somewhere between five and... No, I didn't, you ass. I said somewhere between six and seven. I'm between five and six now. Five and six. I mean, you got four different quarterbacks there, and we're discussing whether or not Kenny Pickett was, if he were healthy, was going to take over. It's like, man, I don't know. So now you have maybe five or six, even though it's like, well, you look up and down that schedule and tell me where you find five wins. Okay, that might be a cup half full type of answer there, but you know me. You're going to have to interpret what successful is for this group to keep this group around. It can't, and that's what's frustrating to fans, and I've been telling you guys that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
That's why when you're like, well, they can't see the plan, what plan is there to see? Because it's pro sports. You have to judge eventually by the scoreboard. And if the scoreboard isn't on your side, you can tell me process all you want. Guys, good people do get let go of situations that sometimes they have all the power over or they don't have all the power over. Got people grow from positions. And I know that they're afraid to let go of these guys. And Andrew Berry goes on and becomes the next Ron Wolf. Or Kevin Stefanski gets let go of and becomes the next Bill Belichick. You're still going to be judged at some point.
Yeah,
so I have to go and find tangible evidence this year when they're not going to have that many wins. I have to go find tangible evidence about why they should stay.
Yeah,
it's punitive, because I want to say I trust them to make the right decisions.
I laugh at a lot of what I saw yesterday, and sometimes I'll hear, even on our airwaves or when I'm on social media, and I saw a bunch of people yesterday say, that's the end of the hot seat talk. that's the end of the hot seat. They are all on the same page again. They understand this is going to be a not necessarily a rebuilding year, but kind of a pivot year. Listen, that all sounds great at the end of July. Holy cow, by the way, it's July 30th. Getting into August, okay? That's mm-hmm. fine. I hear that in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that all over the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine and dandy. And I, by the way, I believe that Jimmy Haslam has a not necessarily a good feeling about, yeah, we're going to the playoffs or anything, but I do believe that he buys into the process. I think a lot of these owners do. I think Andrew Berry in a room can sell. Man, with Paul DePodesta on GoToMeeting, I think with Kevin Stefanski in there, I think they can make a compelling case on here are our best practices. Here's where we're at. Here are our new guardrails. Here's where this makes sense. I believe they can make a compelling case. And then once you get out there, and whether you kind of mock the six-game thing, because you're right, it's the NFL. They can lose any game, whatever. It's any team.
Well, it's like, where do I find the six wins?
But this is going to be a struggle, most likely. And then when you see Emerson go down, and you got no JOK, and remember, the defense was supposed to prop up and give you time for the offense.
And Jordan Hicks was supposed to be your vet.
He retires.
And he retires.
Right. So it's like already some holes are developing, and then you got the Judkins mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're wondering, hey, this potent running game, are we even going to have that to fall back on? Thank God you have the offensive line, but what are we doing at quarterback? Like, this can change very quickly once the season starts.
I wanted to bring up and I'm going to bring up the Andrew Berry made the pick thing coming up here as soon as I can. But I want to make sure we focus on the right thing. And guys, I'm telling you right now, there will be times where you're going to want to punch me right in the teeth. And I'm not talking down to anybody. I swear to God, I'm not telling anybody to get down on the ground when I say this, all right? When we're talking about this team this year, it's not about what happened. It's about what you think is going to happen. It's not about, well, you guys only won four games, so your ass has got to go. It's not about that. Because if you're only winning four games, you got to look forward to the future. It's whether or not you trust these people in the future. And that is why there can be a clear difference between coaching staff and front office. I think that's going to be a very tough thing to do. I think it's probably all tied together. But I'm not trying to let people go because I'm mad. There was a coach once I was definitely mad at, and I wasn't just letting him go because of that, because he was losing. There was plenty other things. It comes down to what you do or what trust we have in you in the future. And if we can't trust you to put us in the right direction for the future, or as Jimmy has said, directionally correct, if we're not directionally correct, then we got to find somebody who's going to help us get directionally correct. So that's the conversation I'm having for the future here. If this season's going to be what a lot of people think it is, where if I went down the line and go, okay, 216-474-0092, how many games you guys think the Browns are going to win this year? Which is, that's something you do in a movie. But if you guys are saying 5 wins at a stoplight coming off of 77 North, if you guys are saying 5 wins on 480 or 5 wins on Route 14 in Streetsboro, then you know damn well that probably ain't going to be very good for everybody's futures here. Then you have to ask yourself, do I trust you with 2 first-round picks? Do I have quarter? Can I make an argument that Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, can one of these guys be a guy who's a holdover guy? And can I make an argument for that guy who maybe we don't have the first overall pick? Okay, is he better than QB's X, Y, or Z out of the draft? More than likely, no. But that means maybe your coaching staff made them look a little bit better than what they are. Do we trust those guys in the front office to make that decision? Trust is my biggest issue moving forward. Speaking of trust, got to trust who made a decision.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.